Hello everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to learn a very simple and effective technique to decrease stress, you are in the right place. Today we welcome Michael van Zust, an Okanagan business owner of Conscious Harmonics. His subconscious therapy is based on registered clinical hypnotherapy, certified and registered with the International Medical and Dental Hypnotherapy Association. Merged with many subconscious techniques he learned and created along the way. So let's welcome Michael.
I think your story is very interesting and peculiar because I watched your video on the website. So Your passion for hypnosis, as I understand, started from your own personal transformation. Is it true?
Yes. Yeah. So you know how we all kind of have our own journey. Mine really began around 2010 when I first really decided that, okay, there's something not right with my life. I was spiraling downhill quite rapidly in and out of the doctor's office. I was just battling with depression, anxiety. It felt like, you know, my life was coming up to, you know, a downhill momentum. And so, yeah, you know, at some point I realized that everything that I had established in my life, you know, I was starting to build up in a very comfortable job. I had a great amount of people and resources to really build up my career. And so I was going in that direction, you know, to have a beautiful house, a car, many vehicles, and then just build my way up into a company to be really successful. But as I was kind of being mentored by these like 50 and 60 year olds, every day I would show up and they were never truly happy. That's one thing that kind of like stood out is they had all these materialistic things and, you know, they had this life built up through materialism, but they were never really truly happy. And when I was looking at my
Something is missing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And it really made me start to think about it. Well, like if I'm not like truly happy right now, you know, and I already feel like my emotional states are going downhill, then, you know, how am I going to be when I'm their age? So I had some pretty hefty breakdowns, serious breakdowns, because, you know, just battling with depression, anxiety, I was self-medicating all the time, had terrible habits of smoking tobacco, marijuana multiple times a day, drinking like 2-3 times a week, you know, a couple beers here and there. I didn't know what to do, so I just went and sat on a beach, you know, and overlooked the water and said, I have to figure something out because my health is so bad that I can't even enjoy time with my friends. Like, that is a critical moment. And so, yeah, from 2010 onwards, I really dedicated to really develop myself, to really understand what was going on in my conscious mind to make me think all those thoughts? What was going on in my subconscious to really make me feel all those certain emotions? And as I started to dive into that, you know, at first I didn't even know what subconscious was about. I was just like, okay, well, I definitely know there's yoga and meditation, so start there. And, you know, it was great to kind of have that very soothing and comfortable momentum that was building through the yoga practices and meditation practices. And from there, you know, I was introduced into more conscious philosophies. And then I actually got into subconscious work. It was really interesting as I kind of got into these conscious philosophies because it made me realize that as I was, you know, born and growing up, you know, I didn't have all this anxiety. I didn't have all this depression. And of course, I didn't have those bad habits. So, you know, I really made myself realize at what point did all these things start to really weigh on me?
At what point?
It was basically through the end of high school into, you know, getting into the real world. That's when, you know, everything that was, I guess, so-called dormant from all the beliefs we pick up from family, from society, everything just was starting to like really activate going into the real world. And I realized I picked up so many beliefs, so many ideas that just didn't belong to me. They didn't serve me.
Like parasites.
So, yeah. Almost. Yeah, very much. Yeah. It was, you know, and sometimes we don't even realize that we have these beliefs until they activate until we actually have to get out into the real world and use that mindset, use that mind frame that, you know, that we didn't even realize we had. And so, yeah, that was kind of like the development into subconscious. It was a slow progression into the subconscious therapy. And at one point I came across a hypnotherapist and they basically said, hey, you know, just come for a session and, you know, we'll see where, how I can help you. And so that was the beginning where, you know, I actually just said, okay, you know, hypnotherapy, never tried it. Don't know what it's about, but let's just go for it. And so I went for it and I just, the results were amazing. You know, I felt great. It felt like I cleared up a lot. And then right after that, I got into this series. This was a 3-month hypnosis series. So there was a whole bunch of like pre-recorded hypnosis audios, some education involved. And so I went for it. I just said, okay, I'm going to do this. And 5 months later, I look back and like, man, I've changed more in 5 months than I did in 5 years. And so it was radical. Yeah. So that was it. You know, I was hooked. I'm like, hey, there's something to do with this. I just got to know everything.
Yeah, for sure. That's quite a progress and also a fast one. So no wonder that you are so interested. So you started to learn it for yourself.
Yes.
And you mentioned in your document that you like to specialize in emotional drive and behavioral issues. Can you talk a little bit about the emotional drive?
Yes, definitely. Well, as we know it, you know, we have many behaviors of our life, whether that be, you know, just basic habits, you know, getting up in the morning, doing your routine, or it could be, you know, bad habits like smoking or drinking, but also it's also good habits, you know, the good habits like writing things down, journaling. And so every behavior that we have is really emotionally driven in some sense.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And I really like using the example for like people that smoke, you know, so people that smoke oftentimes, you know, when they try to quit, they quit cold turkey and, you know, they put the tobacco down and, but they're mainly focusing on the behavior, right? And usually what happens is 2 to 3 weeks later, they're out smoking again. And it's not because of the behavior, it's because of the drive, the emotional drive behind the behavior. And oftentimes, you know, it doesn't matter how we, you know, quit something. If we don't take care of those emotions, then either we're going to start up that exact same behavior or we're going to do another parallel behavior of the same effect mainly. And so, yeah, so I really help people to really first identify the emotional drive behind a behavior. And from that, you know, it really stems down when you break it down, it goes to the beliefs. And to break down beliefs even further, it's simply an idea that was introduced to us a long time ago, usually between the ages 0 to 7, sometimes, you know, a traumatic event later on as well. And so these ideas that begin to, I guess, integrate into our nervous system, into our thought patterns, they create the belief and the core belief, the reaction of it, you know, something, if you're in harmony with that belief, then you're going to have more of a positive emotion. You know, it's going to be more of a harmonious emotion. If there's something that goes against your belief, that goes against you and what you believe in, there's going to be a very negative reaction, a negative repelling. And so from the belief, yeah, we have our emotional drive. So basically how I help people with that is, you know, first of all, it's all about the feeling. The subconscious language is feeling. And so once you could kind of get into the specifics of the feeling, really identifying it clearly, then it's about, okay, where did you, you know, where did you pick that belief up from? You know, who did you pick it up from? Is it more masculine energy, feminine energy, you know, your mom, your dad? And so I really help people to identify the initial point from which that idea or that belief was introduced into their nervous system or their mental faculty. And so from there, you know, it's at that point, just that when you get to that initial point, it becomes a choice. It becomes, oh, well, I guess I did agree upon that idea, you know, and it's that easy. It's like, oh, that was just a simple agreement. I just accepted it as true. I didn't know any better. I just, that's, they believed it. So
That's how our brain functions, because it's important for the brain to have some sort of a base to function upon this base, because otherwise we would have to think too hard about every single thing we're doing in life, right? So our brain just likes to make it easy. So it picks up those beliefs and based on them, it just builds a behavior or any reaction quickly. Right?
Yeah.
Not always. Sometimes it's a good thing. I mean, many beliefs are very useful and they help to, like, beliefs about the healthy habits. Like, when you internalize them, when you read a great book, you know, this feeling, and you're like, well, yes, it makes sense. And you picked up this belief and you start to apply it, like, almost unconsciously as well. Mm-hmm. Exactly. But not so good with bad ones. Not so useful.
Definitely. Yeah. So with the emotional drive, the main focus that I have right now is really, really helping people with motivation and inspiration. And so, you know, say they have a career or something they really want to go for, but there's just like the lack of motivation, lack of inspiration. It really takes them a long time to get into that mindset to actually like pursue their career. So I really help them to clear that up.
So each behavior has an emotional base, and unwanted behaviors are no exception, right? So you go and you find what's that emotion behind it, and basically bust the belief. Because like every belief, it's funny how we believe in things, and that's how we look at the world, like through a lens. But actually, if we think about it, there are so many people who hold an opposite belief to this one, and they live just okay, no problems, they can live and survive and even thrive, holding the exact opposite of what we believe in. So sometimes it's just interesting how, and even when you know it, you know, when it's inside, it's like your baby. This belief.
We'll defend it.
Yeah. You kind of like, no, like this is the right one, right? Even if it's like harmful. Yeah. Oh, this is so funny.
And it kind of, people get crazy with defending beliefs. It's like life.
Oh, wars start.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's super important for us to define this whole world, because it's just a crazy place. We have to categorize things and just make sense out of it. Otherwise, it's just like all the bunch of, I don't know, atoms flying around.
yeah, exactly.
So this is interesting. Really, so the language of subconscious is a feeling. This is so true. And you mentioned also the inward gratitude, love, and smiling technique. I wonder if this, I suppose it's related to the notion of the language of subconscious being a feeling, because we want something else instead of a certain feeling most often. Is it true? Like, how can we use this to feel better, to shift something in us?
I really love the whole idea behind the gratitude inward smiling technique, and it actually came from the Chinese teachings. So this like 5,000 year old, kind of like the Taoist arts. And basically, you know, it's the same similar teaching. I've kind of formulated it more to like move towards gratitude, because gratitude is such a beneficial emotion and feeling. And so the whole technique around it is to really first get in the state of gratitude. And the best way to do that is just to give yourself gratitude. You know, we're alive, you know, if we get right down to the basics of it, we have a body, you know, and giving gratitude just to have a body is amazing. And so the inward gratitude, first of all, it allows you to connect with the feeling gratitude, because like, who's not grateful to have like hands or arms or be able to speak or be able to experience? Like it's such an amazing, of course there's going to be bad things, but there's also amazing things, you know, like smelling the flowers, or, you know, getting outside and seeing a sunset or looking at the stars. So, you know, there's always something you could be grateful for to experience. And the thing that's going to allow you to experience is your body. So the inward gratitude practice is literally just going through your body, you know, taking some time, closing your eyes, you know, take like 20 minutes out of your day or 15 minutes and just go from the top of the head ending to the feet and just give each area of your body just gratitude.
You know, saying,
thank you. You know, and giving love, like, I love you. Thank you, body. And so two things are going to happen. First of all, yeah, you experience that gratitude and it's amazing. And you have something to be grateful for. Second is when you get into that feeling vibration and you move through each area of your body, you know, there's that whole saying that where attention goes, energy flows. And so when you're in that state of gratitude and you're going through each area of your body, you're actually upgrading or aligning your body into more of this feeling, the vibration of gratitude. And so we have like neurons all throughout our body, mainly our, you know, neural pathways in our brain and the neurons in our heart. But of course, you know, I'm pretty sure science is starting to figure out that we have other memory, you know, other neurons in our body, just that whole memory. Like, you know, if you, you know, we store emotions in the weirdest places, and a massage therapist can definitely tell you about that. You know, you're massaging arrows and you start laughing, or you know, you're crying or something. It's like, oh, okay.
Something is released. Now they are learning a lot about the heart, brain, right? So lots of studies really confirm that we have a different brain in the heart area. And there is this connection and influence of the heart on every single part of our body and our brain as well. So it's like a powerful center.
Yeah. So yeah, going through the body with gratitude, you actually begin to help to align the body in that state of gratitude. And there's a thing called emotional carryover. So when you go from one event, and it's a very emotional event, to the next event, you usually carry those emotions over. So the whole idea with going through your body from head to toe, giving gratitude, is you're aligning your body to feel more gratitude. And so you're carrying that with you throughout the day, you know, and it's not like you have to carry anything in your hand, like it's in your body, you know, you're aligning your whole entire body to be in gratitude. And I've had it so many times where, you know, it's just like, you feel great. Your thoughts are aligned to think of more things with gratitude. You know, it's so much easier to be in that state of gratitude. So yeah, that's such a beneficial, amazing technique. And as you're in that state of gratitude, you know, you start thinking about things that are in the same vibration of gratitude. So you can actually set up your day, you set up your life, and set up your environment around you to support you being in that gratitude more often.
Absolutely. It's like when we are in a certain state, we start to behave differently, of course, but we also start to attract different things, right? So sometimes when we are really down, it's such a bad moment to take any decisions, especially important decisions. It's just like, it's better to go and maybe go for a nap, do anything,
exactly.
Because these moments happen and it's okay. It's just so important not to take any drastic decisions in such moments. And when we are in this uplifted state, we see things differently and we have more energy and we can do things, right? We can propel.
Yeah, we have more drive to do things because we just feel good.
Absolutely. So this is an inward gratitude. So the idea here is to be grateful for your body, for the basic thing that we take for granted all the time, to be honest.
Yes.
Just don't notice. We just go about the day and we don't even notice how cool this is.
So I usually, you know, go through my body and first I'll say, I love you, you know, thank you. And then I'll just smile at the area. So I'll go through each area of the body and those three things. So I'll say, I love you, body, thank you, and I'll just smile.
I wonder, what if there is a resistance for some people? They have a certain negative thinking around their body, let's say, and what if something like that arises, like, oh, I don't really love this sensation that comes from within.
Well, that's a very great thing you brought up there. Basically, if anything like that happens, you know, it's a powerful and wonderful way to really identify a belief or an idea that may be resonating within you that really doesn't serve you. And so, you know, if you do go through your body and all of a sudden you get to an area where it's just like, oh, you know, something came up and, you know, all of a sudden, all these thoughts start going through your mind. Well, it's great. You know, if you have a piece of paper or something to write down, you know, to get really clear, then you could really start to help identify what beliefs you have. And if it doesn't feel good, then you know it's not serving you. But then also to go through and just give gratitude anyways, you're actually realigning the vibration of your body. So if you don't realign it, then, you know, going in your day, you're gonna drag that energy wherever you go. The first few times, if you get through that, then it's so easy because you've already established those neuron connections. You've already established the alignment of vibration in your body. And you just get faster and faster and faster at it. And it actually lasts longer and longer and longer. Yeah, totally.
At some point. I wonder if you suggest doing it lying down or sitting or in any position. I was just thinking, if we think about yoga, we can almost do something like to help us to concentrate on a certain body part, you know, placing our hands. Just a thought. What is
that
your
would
take
actually
on?
Help. Yeah.
Because it's not always easy to keep the focus, especially if you lie down, especially if you don't have this experience, and the mind starts to wander. Like it goes places. It's like, oh, it's a little bit boring here. I think I'll just switch to my plans for tonight or this thing I'm anxious about, right? And you're like, no, I was actually doing an exercise. Like, I don't quite like the term exercise, but let's say practice, because many people have negative connotations with exercise. So let's say practice. Yeah. Or do you have any other like tricks to make it even easier for people to do? Maybe a guided meditation. Do you have one?
I believe I do, yeah, somewhere on my website. Actually, not on my website, but I have it in a Dropbox folder somewhere, so.
Ah, it's a secret thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think it was really interesting, and thank you for sharing. Okay, right, have a great day.
Thank you too, and very nice connecting today.
Bye-bye.